Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Bettina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Now, I'm going to say it has been one interesting week, but when has it not been an interesting week? I tell you what, I am so excited to be here tonight. It's going to be an interesting night, a very, very interesting night. Let me just start off with prayer, because y'all know that I don't start the show off without prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors. I thank you for being our Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides all of our needs. And as we move into the show tonight, a very impromptu show tonight, but I'm here. And I thank you for all of the mountains and the valleys experience, but I am here. So I thank you, Lord, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your unconditional love. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity, one, to allow me to serve as a vessel on your behalf. Not my will, but your will be done. I ask that you just go, dispatch your angels, that you send your angels out to make those crooked paths. Thank you, Lord, for carrying us through the mountains and the valley moments. Throughout it all, resilience. Throughout it all, resilience. Because I will tell you tonight, Lord, you know my heart. I didn't want to do it, but I knew that I have to do it. Thank you for choosing me. And I thank you for those who will be joining me on the show, because this is going to be live and direct. I thank you for those who will be listening to the replay and any of those who this message is designed to reach tonight. I am totally surrendering this to you. I am submitting Bettina to your throne, and I am inviting the Holy Spirit to come in, and it's in Jesus' name I ask and pray. Amen. For those of you who are there or who are just tuning in, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This has been a very interesting week for me, and it's really tried my spirit in some kind of way, and I just want to I'm just going to be transparent tonight. That's the only way I know to be. First of all, I want to say happy belated birthday to my sister in Christ, Ms. Helena Wheeler. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I promise you I did not forget about you, but I was hospitalized this week. So anyway, but it's all good. I will definitely get with you. And Ms. Angel, I love to see you here, girl. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's going to be very different than most of my shows. Sometimes I know what I'm going to be doing, but I had a particular guest in here tonight, and she is out of the country. And as a result, all things happen for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that, that all things do happen for a reason. And I'm waiting for my person to come on, but I need her to read her text message. So as she is trying to come on, I told her what was going on. And I said, the only way I know how to handle situations is to talk about it. And you all know that I'm very transparent. Tonight will be no different than that. You know, the title of the show tonight, okay, so the title of the show tonight is What Would You Do If It Happened to You? And I use this in particular because, you know, we look at things and things that go on in our society. And turn the volume down, sit it down here, a little bit of feedback. We know that things go on in our society. And we see things that go on and we're like, gosh, you know, we don't want things like that to happen to us. But what would it? But when it does, what do you do? Let me just tell you my scenario. I got a text message from my son telling me he was in school and he didn't feel comfortable because he said that they're contraband on campus. Well, as a result of that, as a mother, you know that we, what we're going to do is we're going to contact the school. And as a result of me contacting the school, and I get a phone call saying that my son was pat down. Now, I'm going to give y'all a watered-down version of this because I'm trying to be respectful and be in control of my emotions. So I'm just going to be honest with you with it. So, but if I do, if I fall flip, please charge it to my head and not my heart. Anyway, long story short, as a result of my son being a victim, he was victimized. And he ended up having to participate in a pat-down situation. Now, my concern, just so many concerns about this. One, when I called to make them aware of it, how did it translate from me telling them that my son was in a situation to be him becoming the person, the victimizer of this situation? So I'm kind of perplexed about this, you know, just all around, because now you have created a traumatizing event for my son, a traumatic experience for my son, and so now I have to deal with that as a mother and then help him cope with that as a son. You know, asking an 11-year-old child, how did you feel? And he's like, you know, I have three white police officers. You know, well, it don't matter if he's white or black. He had three police officers there as he's being pat down. And he's been, now he's wondering, why am I being pat down? Because I'm the one that reported that that was going on. And in the end, they found out that he didn't have the contraband. And it was more so like, oh, we're sorry. Thank you for being a good sport, and we're going to give you a treat tomorrow. Oh, I got to laugh, keep from crying. But, no, I have a problem with that. So, you know, we hear about these things, you know, kids are being falsely accused or mistaken identity and stuff, but what do you do when it happens to you? And that's where I'm at right now. What am I doing now that it's happened to me personally? How am I going to handle it? So for those who are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Favorite Woman. My name is Bettina Kirkendall, and we're talking about, you know, what do you do if it happens to you? So I'm putting it out there tonight. This is going to be a very open forum tonight because I'm just curious to hear the feedback on this. You know, you get a call from, you get a text from your child saying they feel like they're not safe. You reach out to the school. As a result, you're reaching out to the school, and then you find out that they're accusing of your child of being the violator, not the violator, but the victimizer. So I just want to talk about that tonight. And I have a special guest with me tonight, and she is a very dear friend of mine. In fact, I shared it with her, and I was like, the only way I know to deal with this situation is to talk about it. Because am I the only person that has been through that? And if not, you know, I would like for you to share that tonight. But my special guest is no other. I want to introduce to some and present to others, Ms. Vera Thomas. How are you this evening, love?
I am. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure where you are, but it's like a little echo or something, but we're good. Keep talking.
Is this better?
We'll work it out.
Okay, because I had a headset on, and that might have caused the echo, so I took the headset off.
Well,
so
it's better. It's definitely better.
Okay, great.
So we're going to roll with it. You know, no more. You ain't going to stop the show. So thank you for coming on tonight. And if you know of anyone that can benefit from this, you know, it, you know, whatever that situation is, you know, like what I'm going through with my son, you know, maybe another parent or another situation, because I would love to hear about that. But what do you do when it happens to you? And so, Ms. Vera, I want you to chime in because I've made you aware of what this situation is. And how many people have you, you know, because in the and in the field that you're in, and let me stop because I'm going ahead of myself. Please tell us who you are, what you do, and what, why you love doing what you do. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I am Vera Thomas. I am a certified life coach. I work with parents and their children in particular. My career spans over 40 years, which includes working with companies, organizations, schools, and churches. But my heart right now is with parents and their children because so much is going on. And even like the situation with you right now, it is just unthinkable what happened to your son. Unthinkable. And, you know I'm a poet. And I want to share children or people, too, before we even start into this conversation, if you're okay with that.
Please.
Children are people, too. Show them the good inside of you. Give them praise for tasks they do. See their light shine bright through the light, which comes from inside of you. Children need all we desire so much, the love, the hug, the kiss, the tender touch. The attitudes we express to them are the messages they learn to send. From examples like you and me, our children grow to be what they see. Do you show hatred, indifference, or love? Do you yell and scream no matter what in spite of? Have you shared kind words with your child today? Have you truly listened to what they had to say? Or did you just ignore and continue on your way, hoping they get the message and go somewhere and play? Children are an extension of all that we are and the most valued God-given gift by far. There are so many things they must grow to understand. We must guide and lead them with loving, outstretched hands. Teach and treat children as people, too. See their light shine bright through the light which comes from inside of you. And your son, what he went through is a sheer indication that that school system did not treat him as a person. They treated him as if he were a villain. And they did that at the cost of traumatizing this child. I am just as upset about this situation. And you being the mother, I know I can't be more upset than you are, but I am upset because for them to put three police officers in a room with an 11-year-old, defensive, after he was the one that talked about someone else having contraband in the school. And for them to treat him like that? So the first thing, and I know as a mother, the first thing you needed to do was gauge how this impacted on him. Get his feelings. You know, how did this impact on him? How did he feel? And then how can you as a mother help him understand this is not your fault? You cannot feel guilty for what has happened to you. Nor can you feel less than just because you were treated less than. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God has given you gifts, talents, and abilities. And we're not going to allow anyone or anybody to make you feel less than.
Amen. Amen. And that's one of the things I've been dealing with. And, you know, I have to say that my son took it in stride, you know, the attitude that they had when they realized that he didn't have the contraband is, you know, we're sorry, we'll give you a treat tomorrow.
And that is just so disingenuous.
Lord, I got to laugh. You like, they'll give you a treat tomorrow. You know, he felt all right about that because they realized they were wrong. But he has mixed emotions, and that's to be expected. You know, one of the officers was a member of our church. So it was, like, hard because his attitude was he wasn't there to defend me. And I can't say I blame him for feeling that way. You know, When I got the phone call from the SRO, was just a church member, you know, you're going on with this conversation is that, wait a minute. He got patted down. It was an error. We found out it was a mistake, blah, blah. Hold on 1 second. Why was he patted down in the first place? And what I found was there was a disconnect. How did it end up with me calling to make you aware of the situation, and then you take it from my son, who I'm calling about, and then make it a problem for him? I have a problem with that. My thing is, how did it get to that point to you, that when I called in, because I'm the one that called in, and then now you're going to take him and treat him as if he's the one? I have a problem with that. There's a disconnect. And I know what a disconnect is. The disconnect comes from the administrator who answered the phone call, who was supposed to call me back and did not call me back. But then later on, I get a call from the SRO, and there's another counselor who doesn't know all of the situation. And I said, listen, I'm not taking this lightly, and I don't want you to take that. You know, you could call me like, oh, it was a mistake. Blah, blah. You got that right. It was a mistake. And not only that, you're not going to, first of all, you're going to take a, what's the word I want to say? I'm trying to be as nice as I possibly be, but I just want to be raw. The truth of the matter is, it should never happen that way. Second,
no.
When the administrator suggested to call me back, they should have called me back. And they didn't do that. And as a result, you went on false information or unconfirmed information, and you transfer it over to the SRO, who in turn had to do his job and do all this. So my thing is, the disconnect is the admin. And how did you misinterpret what I said? So you're telling me, as a mother, I called you and told you he had contraband? Yes, they should have called me back. I should not have gotten a phone call, because you told me you were going to call me back, and you didn't. And now I get a phone call from an SRO who has totally opposite of what I told her. So, yes, I do have a problem with it. And I told them this is far from over right now. But I know me. Now, I took ill that same day, and I had to end up going to the emergency room. So I didn't even let my son go to school that happened Thursday. I didn't let him go to school that Friday, because I thought I was having a stroke. Come to find out, it was vertigo. So now my son had to deal with the fact of being tethered down and dealing with the fact that his mom is in the hospital. So I was not going to let him go back to school that Friday. And then I had to get myself together, because I think I have an inner ear infection. But my point is, no one should have to go through that. No one. And I know it's happened for a reason, and that's the case maybe, but no one should have to do that.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you having to go to the hospital is an indication of the stress that this caused you in dealing with this situation. And so understanding the impact that this has across the board, not just him, but the impact that it had on you, which further amplified the situation for your son, because now he's not only focused on what happened to him in school, now he's worried about his mom on top of that. And so giving him, you know, enabling him to breathe and relax and share and express and get it out. He has, and I know you've allowed him that opportunity to get it out, to express his thoughts and his feelings, so that it doesn't, that he doesn't internalize this and have it cause other different types of behaviors.
Right. Yeah. So I just have a concern. I'm sorry, what were you trying to say?
No, I was just, you know, just saying, you as a mother, you did the right things. And hopefully this show, if anybody else goes through this unthinkable thing, you know, to take take what you did and use it as an example. You know, I mean, and a lot of times, you know, as parents, I know there have been parents that have gone to the school cursing and yelling and going through all kinds of displays. You did not do that. And and that was only through the grace of God.
I'm not going to say I don't want to. I'm not going to say I don't want to. Thank y'all to God. Thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Because that old Tina, that old flesh,
It would have been nice.
I do know I get better, I think, better with pen and email. My favorite two things.
Yes. And writing out, you know, writing out your thoughts and your feelings. And one of the things that we talked about was being objective in your approach, because oftentimes when things bother us or we start writing stuff out, all of our emotions are in it. And in this case, you have those emotions. Having the emotions is not a bad thing, but how you write it is important.
Well,
because
I get what you're saying, but I want people to understand, yes, it's okay to write it out, but when you sit, before you send off anything, you should redo that email or you do it. But I say get it all out, put it out on paper, whatever the case may be. Get all of it out. Get all the emotions. Get all of it out. And then come back. Now, when you're ready to put a plan of action together, then come back.
Absolutely. And I know from my own personal experience, having to deal with an emotional situation that required me documenting in order to support myself in this situation, I had to rewrite until I got it all out, and then I was able to write it objectively. But, you know, the first one was, I feel this and this, you know, and all my emotion was in there, and I had to get it out, and you have to get it out, but it won't be the final draft that you're going to get to them.
I always tell people, we learn to respond versus react to anything.
Yes.
Because when you respond to things, that means you have thought it out, you've gotten out all you need to get out, and now you're sitting there cutting off whatever. Because when I do my responses, I have to do my responses over and over again, and then I got to get somebody else to listen to it because my tongue is sharp. So they're like, well, Tina, I know what you're trying to say, but I probably said it a little differently, you know. So, that's what it is. I'm looking at some of the comments in here, and I just got to say this. I have a comment from Ms. Brown. I was saying that, they caught me up on because I wasn't expecting that to happen. Yes. So to be honest with you, my first reaction would have reverted to the old me. Yes, honey, especially when it comes to, she has an only child. So I get what you're saying. Chase is my second, but, you know, I'm starting over after 17 years. And so I just learned, I know me, my tongue is as sharp as a double-edged sword. And I will cut you up so bad. And I will be like, you catch the feelings at the door, because I could care less about it. But I said, thank you, Lord, for grace. I've learned. And I'm still learning. I'm still learning. See, stop, breathe, digest what's going on, and keep it moving. Because let's face it, when you're dealing with your child, you are a totally different person. When it's somebody else's child, we can sit there and talk and we can do this, but when it's dealing with your own, all of them
absolutely
can't exist. You know,
absolutely.
It's just like, what's that show you see the song, Hold Your Mule? You gotta hold your mule and let's tell you, hold your mule.
Yes.
And that's why that incident happened Thursday. At Friday, I got released out of the hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was able to wake up, and I want my son to make sure that he saw me at the end of his bed when he went to bed, you know, when he woke up, so he knew that I was okay. And then we start talking about the situation. So I want him to, I don't care what's going on with me. Let's put that to the side. I'm good. Mama's good. Don't touch and feel me. I'm good. Now let's have a conversation. How are you feeling? You know, and
yeah,
we go from there. But, you know, let's face it, it's our children. And, yeah, we want to go off. I know I do. I want to go off because I know my tongue. Let me tell you something about the tongue. The tongue has no bones in it, but it is the most dangerous and most
vicious
part of the body. Let's face it. Whatever you put out, you can't take back. I've learned that I have to think twice, and I have to stop and breathe for a second because you like this angel. I'm telling you, I don't be playing around. God's still working on me too, girl. God's still working on that. Yes, God is still working on me. And until, let me tell you something, we're going to be a work in progress until we take our last breath. And that's really the bottom line of it. I'm not where I used to be because, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Coaching my son and telling him, because I know my son, he going to internalize stuff, and I'm like, don't do that because it ain't worth it. It's just not worth it. But my thing is, I don't need to go to no school right now because if I see that administrator, I put it like this. I ain't going to say nothing with my words, but my eyes going to tell you a lot. Because I speak with my face and my eyes, and I can promise you, I don't have to say nothing. But the look that I give you will cut you up, too. I will tell you that. So God's still working with me on that today.
Well, you know, and it's a daily work, you know, and this is only a test. This is only a test.
Yes.
You know, it's a daily work, and, you know, and so people can't think, well, I've changed, I'm all this. Well, you have to, it's a daily work. You have to do it every day. Every day you're making change, especially when things come up on you, you know, and you know how you used to be, and you can look back and say, thank you, Jesus, I am not that way anymore, you know, and he gives you the wisdom.
I got to beat it. But, you know, but the truth of the matter is, you know, in all seriousness, it's not cool what happened. I'm not cool with what happened because now you got a break in your administration system, and we need to get to that, you know. Unacceptable. It's just unacceptable, totally unacceptable. And so I was talking throughout, and, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was just to a point where I was like, Lord, I need you to help me out because I'm a little numb where I don't even want to come to you. I need to come to you. I'm coming to you, but I'm not coming to you like fully submitting whatever. And trust me, after tonight's episode, I probably will be really coming on. I got to put it in there because I know that my flesh is trying to get the best of me. But I received it.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to verbalize it tonight, because the only way I know to deal with it is to talk about it. And what better way to talk about it is to the Chronicles family, you know, because I don't mind putting myself out there. I think about Miss Helen. She's on the broadcast tonight. When she said, when somebody kicked her off, she said, I'd like to curse you out, but I'm changed. That's what I keep in mind. I like to want to curse you out, but I'm changed. Because God got me.
Right.
And because now if you do all that, now I got to repent. And I got to do all that. Ugh, it's just too much. So for me, I'm just doing my best. Silence, I am most dangerous when I'm silent. Well, I am a talker. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a talker. But when I go silent on you, you get me very concerned.
And the thing is, but the thing is, with going silent, what that's saying is that you're internalizing what's going on because you're not getting it out. So it is necessary. Okay.
Not for me. When I go silent, let me have my moment to get myself together. Because at this point, nothing I say is going to, nothing. I'm telling you, I'm coming to seek and I'm coming to destroy. And I'm going to get you and I'm going to grind you up and I'm going to get you. I'm going to grind you up. I have to be quiet.
Okay.
Let
so,
me be quiet.
So your silence, is more reflection than internalization. It's you're reflecting,
right.
You're thinking.
Well,
okay, how am I going to handle this? What am I going to say?
No, my silence is first, it could be multiple things. One, I'm going to stop because I'm going to end up saying something I got no business saying. Number two, I might end up putting my hands on you when I don't need to be putting my hands on you. It's going to lead, so I need to stop. Take a moment. Get yourself together, girl. Get it together.
Yeah.
Walk away. And walk away.
Yeah.
And walk away. Yep. Yeah, they messing with you, Chase. Yes, Miss Helena, they messing with your Chase. But,
girl, go ahead. I was going to say, you didn't need me on this show tonight.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Because I have questions for you as a mother.
Okay.
But before I do, yes, Miss Helena, they messing with your Chase. And, Miss Angel, I've learned to talk about it instead of acting on things so fast. I'm trying, but my son is everything. Yeah, I get it. You know, especially after her husband and his dad passed away from cancer. So, yeah, you got to protect him even more. And I get that. You know, I deal with health challenges. So I, besides that and dealing with a crazy job, I had to learn to put that in God's hands, too. But when you know when people show you who they are, you believe it.
Believe them.
So I,
so
I totally get what you're saying. Now, as far as not needing you on the show, I beg to differ. But I do want to know, because you are the educator, because you are the coach, what are some things that you would suggest for someone who's going through an unexpected?
The very first thing, just everything that you've done, Putina, first the breathing, you know, to calm yourself, the breathing, deep breaths, you know, breathing in and breathing out to calm yourself, and then reflect and think about the best way and pray. Breathe and pray first, you know, and sometimes we are in situations where, just like you said, and you were so transparent and so beautifully transparent when you said you didn't even want to pray. You didn't want to go to the Lord.
But
you realize, you know, he orders our steps and he's a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. And his scripture, his word says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. He also said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And so focusing in on those things and asking him to give you the wisdom, and he will give it to you. All you got to do is ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask for that wisdom. Tell me how to deal with this. You know, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And he may give it to you the way, you know, that it is fiery. You know, because even, you know, Christ got angry, turned over tables in the temple, you know?
And so,
you know, the Lord will direct your path. He will show you how to deal with this. So breathing, praying, going to the Word. The Word will give you, for me personally, I know that whatever situations I face, I get my Bible and I ask the Lord, you show me through your Word. And he clearly shows me. And I know that when whatever I turn to is what I'm supposed to be hearing and reading. It works. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works. I mean, that's people, you know, the Lord responds and reacts and relates to us in different ways. Some people hear a still small voice. Some people get dreams. Mm-hmm. Some people can go directly to the word, and the answers are right there. You know, so however you know him to speak to you, it's just a matter of him speaking to you, however he does. And, you know, and he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He says that. So going to him, asking him, trusting that whatever you do is because the Lord told you to do it. You know?
Right.
And so
that's
those
what
are,
I don't know.
And absolutely. And so, and then, you know, after doing all of that, the Lord is even going to direct you on how to best communicate with your child about the situation.
Yeah.
You know, he's just let him control it. You know, and again, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every wagging tongue will be condemned. You know, and
exactly.
He said, vengeance is mine. I mean, all I can do, I keep thinking about all these scriptures.
Vengeance is mine,
saith the Lord. You know, and so, you know, and touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So these people
That's
are
right.
messing with an anointed child.
That's
a
right.
God's best child. And so, so it's in God's hands. You do what you need to do with the documentation and confronting them, you know, and let God lead, guide, and direct you. You know, those are the things that I suggest when, you know, when you're faced with difficult situations like that. You know, and some people say, yeah, but, you know, yeah, but no.
There's no but.
I
agree. Whatever comes after but cancels out what you just said.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
I'm going to take this moment to do a commercial. I just want to recognize my sponsor, Paradise Mortuary and Cremation Services. It is founded and operated by Henry J. Milton. I serve in loved ones' legacies through a service of class and sophistication. Our promise begins when you enter the door. He can be found at 463 Atlanta Street, Marietta, Georgia, 30060. And he can be reached at 678-567-7512. So please check it out or check out his services if you're in need. One of the things I want to say is I am grateful for sponsors and the ones I actually have other sponsors that are there behind the scenes and don't want to be up front, and I love that. But I appreciate those who supported me and still supporting. I really appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. I do not take it for granted. I will not lie to you. I did not want to come on the air tonight. I didn't. I'm not going to lie to you. But I always know the things that I don't want to do, I make myself do it because there's a blessing that will come out of it. And I realize that the enemy is trying to block the blessing, which brings me to, I'm going to read some captions here. This Angel said she started doing meditation. It helped her out a lot. And then she does meditation, reading, and writing. And that's along with what Ms. Vera does. You know, and actually I do find it better when I learn to write it out, but sometimes I'd be at a point where I don't want to do that. It's almost like I want to internalize it, and then I get to a point like, no, I can't do that. Because one thing I will not do, I do not like having anything having control over me, but I'll be honest with it. So, you know, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to tonight. And I knew that if I didn't come do the show tonight, I'll probably be at a different place coming tomorrow, because you know me and it's perfect. We'll have to have a conversation. You know me, email, and also I can start my documentation. But I do know that the enemy is busy, but I also have big projects coming up, and it's only through God. And So I know that I'm in the right direction. I'm heading towards the right direction. When I found out I was pregnant with Shake, I had two women who did not know each other prophesize over Shake. I was like, wow. But I knew after having him after 17 years, he was definitely designed for something. He's going to be doing something besides saving my life, because he saved me at the point of my life where God needed to bring someone. So I'm grateful for that. But he has an anointing and appointing on his life, and I recognize that. And as a result of it, I'm very overly, as his angel said, overly, because I know of that anointing that God has placed in him. And he's going to be a powerful man of God, just like his older brother, powerful man of God. And now Mama is coming in. And so now Mama is, you know, trying to do things. Like, Mama no longer trying to stay in the trash anymore. I'm trying to do other things. I'm no longer going back to the past anymore. And I started cutting folks off and just falling back. And sometimes I don't have to say anything. My silence will say it all. If I got time, I got time. If I don't, I don't. But what I have said was, I am not going to allow myself to be an emotional, toxic trash can for anyone anymore.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those people. I am very supportive of people. And if you don't want to support me, I'm good with that. And if I can support you, I will. But I won't break my neck to do it anymore. That's what I'm going with that. Another comment we have is this, I know, right? Do we need to come to Georgia? Yeah. No, don't come to Georgia. Keep me in prayer. You see, my old self was trying to come there? No. I'm coming to Georgia. Just keep me in prayer. Because, you know, this is how I know I'm headed in the right direction, because the enemy is coming, you know, all kind of way. And now he can't get me, so now you're trying to go after my child. The devil is a liar.
Right. He's a liar.
And I appreciate you being impressed, you know, keeping us up in prayer, especially Chase. You know, hey, cuz, I see you, girl. But what we're talking about now is, I had a situation where my son contacted me and indicated that he was afraid because someone had a gun in the school. I called the school to, you know, let them know what's going on. And I gave them my name, Lord, hold my tongue. So now they call and get my son out of school and accuse him of having the same gun that he was called to tell me about, and I called to tell school. So, you know, now we got a break in communication where you just took my message, my phone message, and now make him, instead of making him become the victim, now you're making him the victimizer. So anyway, they find out that, you know, he didn't have the contraband. So, you know, but the point is, you patted my son down. You got three officers in the room patting my son down. You know, they didn't all do it, but, you know, was present when he did. I'm sorry, I had a comment. Throw me a card. So now you got three police officers. He's telling you, why would they think that he has a gun? And then they just like, I don't know. So after it's all said and done, you're going to tell, well, we're, you know, I'm sorry, my bad. We'll give you a key tomorrow. You know, so anyway, he's better, but he had his moment on Saturday. That's when it really hit him, the reality of what happened hit him. And, every time you're right, Angel, every time you get close to your breakthrough, the devil will come in and try to step all over you and pull you back. And you are absolutely right. And I just noticed that because I have big projects coming up. But what you're not going to do is break me. You can try. I'll bob and weave and be like that little wobble, so you know, bobble goes back and it comes right back up. And that's exactly how I am. So I'm going to plant my feet, and I'm going to continue to pray over my son, you know, pray over the situation. And I know that's right, Jimmy. I know that's right. Thank you. I appreciate my classmate. So I just thank you all for, you know, just letting me vent. I just had to get it out. I couldn't hold it no more. And so, and Ms. Vera, I appreciate you more than life itself, or you just don't know. But I want to talk about you for a little bit, because you have poetry, you have, you know, coaching and stuff like that, and you've actually had an opportunity to speak with my son. And I would just say, ask you, for those who have, you know, those parents who have kids that's out in the school system and out in the society today, what nuggets of wisdom would you be able to pass to them on how to deal with it? Because before you start, let me just say, as a mother, this has me on a level. I'm not going to say accepted. It's just one of those things where I'm asking God, I don't know what to do. And I need you, Lord, to help me, because I need to be there for my son as well as maintaining myself as well. So, Ms. Vera, if you could chime in on that, that would be great.
Well, you know, first of all, and one of the things that you've done, you have instilled greatness in your son so that he has confidence. And because of that confidence, he's been able to better deal with this. So before any situations like this rise, the first thing I encourage parents to do is affirm your children on a consistent basis. On a daily basis, affirm them so that when they face situations like this, I remember when my son was in middle school and this kid started wanting to fight him, you know, wanted to fight him. And my son walked away. He didn't fight the kid. The kid ended up getting expelled. And because my son walked away, but he walked away because he had confidence in himself and knew that he didn't have to deal with that. And that's a different situation because the administration, they just got the kid that caused the problem and told me, proud of the fact that my son did not take the bait. Mm-hmm. And it's because he had confidence and was able to deal with it. And so the first thing, parents, you know, where your kids are concerned, affirm them, praise them when they do things well. And if they do things that are not so well, make it a teachable moment. You know, not criticize or condemn or ridicule, but make it a teachable moment. And ask them, how could we have done this better? What could we have done different? But in your case, with this situation, this is a tough one because you have instilled that greatness in Chase. Chase has, he understands who he is and whose he is. And when parents instill that in their children, then their children are going to be able to face whatever it is that they've got to face. And so it starts at the home. It starts in the home with affirming and again, not criticizing, condemning, or ridiculing, or belittling. You know, when they do something wrong, make it a teachable moment. Make it a teachable moment. This is a teachable moment, not only for Chase, but this is a teachable moment for you as well, because yeah, you're seeing how God is working in this situation and how he's even working in you. So it's a teachable moment that you're able to convey to other people on this show right now and show them how you're dealing with this. Yes, you're angry. Yes, you're upset. Yes, you're hurt because your son was hurt. But that's the right way you're handling that, and your and you know, it's okay to be on your show and let it out. Let it go.
Yep.
Speak it out.
Yep.
You know, because that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do so that when the time for you to deal with them, you got all that stuff out. So now you can deal with them from an objective perspective, but still making a point that this was not right. This was not right.
Mm-hmm.
And you giving him a treat does not solve the problem.
Yeah, don't be giving them a treat like Mark said to baby the dog. But, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You know, that's what they do with pets. No, you're not doing that. And you're not going to be downplaying it with me because you got the right one. Because you're just not going to do it. But, you know, it's always a way and a process, because you're going to get more with honey than you will with vinegar. But I believe
absolutely
in being firm but fair. I'm going to be, firm but fair, because I got family and classmates on the show tonight who could attest of my sharp tongue. I mean, yeah. So I am grateful for how God has really brought me out and how he has transformed me. This is tough, but I will say God never wastes a battle. Just like Tornwell said, he always uses a battle. And I know throughout this process, it will continue to shine us and mold us. And I'm talking about me and my son as we move to our next level in life. And because you can't elevate until you pass the test. And I know that this is a testing moment for me and a testing moment for Chase as well. And we will get through it. We're going to get through it. I have no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So I just want to encourage people who are going through, whether it's, it's a parent, whether it's a child, whatever they are, situation that you may be, that everything that we go through is a testing moment. But honestly, it's a process. And God says, you're not going to be able to go over the process. You can't go under the process. You can't walk beside the process. You have to go through the process. And he's not going to take that process away. But what he did guarantee is that he will be there while you're going through that process.
I'll never leave you. I have to affirm
myself, affirm my son, and affirm other people. And then I have to plant my feet, because lately I haven't been wanting to do it. And I ain't gonna lie, I have not been wanting to do it. I just wanted to be in my feelings. But I know that as I move forward, if I expect something to happen, change has to happen, then I got to make a change within myself. So no, Lord, don't change the situation. Change me.
Change me. Amen. And you know, there's another point that someone else said in the chat. Pray over your children. Pray over your children. You know, before they walk out the door, pray over your children. They took prayer. They took prayer out of the schools, and that's when all this crap started happening. They took prayer out of the schools, you know, but they can't take prayer out of our homes. They can't take prayer out of our hearts. And so praying with your children before they step out that door and ask God to cover them and protect them and surround them with his Holy Spirit, you know? Yeah, so
and
I just wanted to respond because throughout the day, and even
and
your children can
day.
Learn this. Even
exactly.
Your children can learn. Your children can even learn. They can just say, "Lord, help me." They can just say, "Help me, Lord."
We can do that too. We don't know what to say. Sometimes you got to moan and groan, and God understands that too. Sometimes I be like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. But, you know, I say, but I know that you're able. I know that you are willing, and I know that you'll take control over it. So I'm asking you to take it over. Take it from me, because it's too much for me to handle. And I'm giving it over to you. But it's a process. I don't want people to think that, oh, bam, it's going to happen like that. No, you're going to go through your upset moments. You're going to go through it. You got to process that stuff. You know, weed it on out. But eventually you can't stay upset for so long, because there's not going to be a change until you make this change happen. And the change starts within you first before you go out and deal with someone else, you know. And I love what Miss Angel said. She said, so true and on point. Plant your feet on solid ground, and you're absolutely right. And just so I want to say something else about that. You know, when people, you know, when so many things are coming at you and you feel like people are burying you, just remember that's where the seed is most powerful, in the ground. You let them continue to throw the dirt. You let them continue to show the shade. Because all they're doing is planting a seed.
Yeah.
Just remember them.
Beautiful.
Just remember
beautiful.
All they're
beautiful.
Doing is planting a seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I am getting ready to wrap this up, believe it or not. And Ms. Vera, I cannot begin to thank you enough for being my wingman tonight. But I knew that I'm gonna tell you all, ladies and gentlemen, that I feel better.
Good.
I was feeling something to me, and I felt like that thing, and I was like internalizing it. And you're right, I was internalizing it. But I knew that I had to put it out there.
Yeah.
I knew that I had to put it out there because I know I'm not the only one who's going through. I'm not the first, and I won't be the last. But
yeah.
I knew as a result, you know, the enemy, you can have this time. You tried. You know, the weapons are going to form, but it will not prosper.
Absolutely.
The weapons will form, but it will not prosper. And to be honest with you, how do you get to the next level if you don't pass the first the level that you are now? You have to go through it. And so the way I look at it is, I got a big old blessing coming up because of the Hades that I'm going through now. So I was like, okay, you know, I just got to plant my feet and I got to stand firm. I got some confirmation on just today on an upcoming event that I have coming up. And I was just like, okay, that reminder, okay, you trying to block me here. No, we're not doing that. We're not trying to do that. We're not doing that. So what it does it makes me angry. And Ms. Adrian, yes, glad you feel better by talking about it. The devil won't win.
Yes.
He's defeated. You got that right, girl. He is defeated. Yeah. Oh, yes. God's not dead. He is still alive. Okay? But that old song, I can feel it in my hands. I can feel it in my feet. I can feel it all over me. And I'm grateful to have a family. I'm grateful to have a community that God has created. And I'm so grateful to you all more than you will ever know. I thank you. Like I said, I don't take this lightly. I don't take, you know, I tell people, be careful because when you think people are not watching you, they're watching you.
Yeah.
They're watching you. And to be honest with you, when I started this, I was like, I just want to make a difference in just one person's life. And I come to find out that I'm in different countries now. And I'm just like, what? You know, and I'm still humbled by it because I'm just like, I just want to make a difference. And if it happens by sharing my story, then that's what I'm going to do, share my story. And I don't care.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can see people. Have a good night, love. Have a good night, Miss Angel. I don't care what people have to say. I'm past that point of people now. My thing is I'm tired of suffering in silence. I'm not suffering in silence no more because now I've taken a hymn, but your story is designed for somebody else. So with that being said, Ms. Vera, if people want to reach out to you, how can they do this?
Thank you for asking. I can be reached on Instagram, Vera.Thomas Instilling Greatness. I can be reached if you go to bit.ly/ Vera Thomas. You'll get my link tree. Anyone want a 30-minute free consultation, that's available through that link. It's also on Facebook, the Vera Thomas Show page. You can reach me that way. You can inbox me. I do want to mention about the Fab 40, if you don't mind. Can I?
All right, you got a few seconds. Make it short.
Okay. Also, I was selected to be a part of the Fab 40 Plus competition, and I need votes. So you can go to my page, my Facebook page, and I'm so excited about this. I'm in the top running, so I thank God for that. And so I'm asking everybody to vote for me. The voting is free, but if you choose to pay for votes, the proceeds go to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. But voting is free, so
awesome.
Please vote for me. All right. And so thank you all. And thank you so much, Rutina, for trusting me enough to be a part of this, because this was not an easy topic.
No, it wasn't. But thank you. Just a thing about Ms. Vera, then I'm going to go. I remember when I stepped out on faith and started doing my platform speaking, we were doing the Power Up Summit. And I was a neophyte in this. And she just graciously offered to help me. And ever since then, we've been connected. So you ain't going to get rid of me. I'm like, oh, Lugus, you ain't going to be able to get rid of me. So,
well, I don't want to get rid of you. I love you. I love you.
So I want to just encourage people to continue to live in your truth. And also remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night, and I'll see you next Sunday.
Amen. Bye-bye.